With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Israeli military killing another high-ranking Hezbollah official as the Lebanese terrorist group reeling from a string of devastating blows in the last 8 days. Israel says Nabil Kayak, the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council, has been killed. Once confirmed, he would be the seventh senior Hezbollah leader killed in Israeli strikes in the past week. We are learning more about Kamala Harris and what she plans to do, or in many cases, what she cannot do. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent thinks he knows why the vice president is providing so few details.
I don't think she's very good at explaining them. And I think she knows she can't talk about them because they are the Biden policies. They are the San Francisco Democratic policies.
And Talent says that Harris is no different from Joe Biden.
She doesn't want to produce energy. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to continue the spending that has produced the inflation. She wants to keep having the border open. We're going to see a continuation of what Joe Biden has done.
Also at SRNnews.com, heavy rains brought on by Hurricane Helene, leaving many people homeless as the cleanup begins from the storm. At least 84 deaths have now been confirmed, 30 of those in North Carolina. In Newport, Tennessee, resident Jonah Work says flooding from the hurricane forced him to evacuate, but not soon enough.
It was very scary. Definitely a scary moment. Definitely a scary moment. But as we still have the frame of the house, everything inside, there was probably 3 feet of water on the inside. I mean, everything, we're going to have to throw everything out, restart, but we got a frame.
And this is SRN News. A leading atheist organization attacks an iconic Christian ministry.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a request with the IRS for the tax-exempt status of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to be taken away. The foundation is upset about a recent issue of BGEA's Decision magazine, which included an article comparing the platforms of the two political parties on moral issues. The atheists say it violates the ministry's tax exemption, but Franklin Graham tells the Christian Post, quote, "I don't tell people who to vote for." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study finds a number of women charged with crimes related to pregnancies jumped in the year after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. The group Pregnancy Justice found most charges had nothing to do with new state abortion bans. Instead, most of the cases concerned child abuse, neglect, or endangerment in which the unborn baby was listed as the victim. This is SRN News. Authorities in South Africa investigating two separate mass shootings over the weekend, just a few houses from one another. 17 people were killed in that small community, dozens more wounded. In New York, Mayor Eric Adams pleading not guilty to federal bribery charges, as well as other counts in the case that has roiled the nation's biggest city after months of investigations. Adams' attorney, Alex Spiro, says the prosecution just doesn't have a case.
The entire body of evidence is one staffer. One staffer that says there was a conversation. What you have not learned is that that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
Donald Trump attending the Alabama-Georgia game last night in Tuscaloosa. Fans there gave him a rousing welcome. More details at SRNnews.com.